Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Salesforce Techno Engineering Limited Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Deepika Murarka from Choice Equity Broking Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Seema. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Choice Equity Broking, welcome to the Q1 FY 2024 post-results conference call of Salesforce Techno Engineering Limited. I also take this opportunity to welcome the senior management team. On today's call, we have with us Mr. Shashank Agarwal, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Pramod Kalra, Chief Financial Officer. This conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinion, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I will now invite Mr. Shashank Agarwal for the opening remarks, to be followed by a question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Deepika. Thank you for hosting us for our quarterly earnings call. Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you all on our Q1 FY 2024 earnings call. We, Salesforce Techno Engineering Limited, began our operations in the year 2006-07, and have been in the business for more than 15 years. With our unwavering dedication and focus to serve the needs of the clients, we have successfully established ourselves as a one-stop infrastructure solution company, providing 360-degree solutions across continents. Our area of operations consists of designing and manufacturing of telecom towers, structures for railway electrification, transmission line towers, distribution poles, monopoles for telecom and power transmission sector, heavy steel structures such as prefabricated buildings and bridges, and EPC projects for railways and power transmission and distribution lines, including substations. We have emerged as a leading player in most of these sectors. We have consistently been delivering innovative solutions, meeting diversified needs of our clients, and surpassing their expectations. Our staunch focus on quality, safety, and sustainability has enabled us to build a strong relationship with our stakeholders, allowing us to expand our presence across India and serve to over 25 nations. We carry our operations through three state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities located in Uttar Pradesh, having a total capacity of 115,000 metric tons per annum, and are equipped with cutting-edge technologies, in-house certified designs, time-tested Rambler designs, and tools and other machinery. We also proudly boast of having zero defect production, shortest delivery windows in the industry, and the ability to ramp up operations in a minimum time span anywhere. Our quality products, services, and customer-centric approach has helped us in getting recognition from large government companies, making us an approved vendor for Power Grid Corporation of India Limited, CORE, that is Central Organization for Railway Electrification, and many more. Till date, we have catered to over 600 clients. We have supplied more than 50,000 telecom towers, laid more than 700 kilometers of power transmission lines, and almost 600 kilometers of railway track. We have a long-standing technical tie-up with Rambøll of Denmark to manufacture lighter and lower-costing tower structures and high-mast poles. These designs help us reduce the cost by as much as 20% compared to conventional angle bar towers. Apart from the association with Rambøll, we have our own internal design team, which has a vast experience of designing towers. These designs are time-tested and proven for performance. With our partnership and continuous efforts towards innovation, quality, multidisciplinary engineering capabilities, and widely accepted design, we are sure that we will constantly grow and offer our customers the superior products and services. Our diversified business lines allow us to cater to various industries, such as power industry, by providing products and EPC solutions such as transmission and distribution line towers, substation structures, railway overhead electrification and structures. Renewables, by providing solar module mounting structures, solar trees, solar water pumps and windmill towers. Telecommunications, by providing every possible solution for the industry, whether it is an angle bar tower or a tubular tower or a cell on wheel tower or a rooftop pole or a monopole. Poles, by manufacturing and delivering lighting poles, distribution poles, and other infrastructure poles as required. Heavy steel structures such as bridges, prefabricated buildings, and heavy and complex industrial structures used in power industry and in steel sector. We also contribute towards modernizing the nation by manufacturing smart city poles and camouflage poles. We are highly committed towards innovating our products. The company's focus on research and development has led to creation of cutting-edge solutions that address the evolving needs of its clients. By embracing technological advancements and staying at the forefront of the industry needs, we continue to provide innovative products and services that set new benchmarks in the sector. Simultaneously, our unwavering focus of maintaining stringent quality standards throughout our manufacturing process, from design to fabrication and to installation, has allowed us to earn a reputation and recognition from major industry giants such as Airtel, Indus Towers, BSNL, KEC, BHEL, L&T, Tata, and many, many more. Coming on to our financials, in the first quarter of FY24, revenue from operations experienced a healthy growth of 24.3%. reaching to Rs. 261.86 crores compared to Rs. 210.67 crores in the Q1 FY23. This growth was primarily driven by rising demand of customized steel structures and diversified EPC solutions, as well as efficient execution of the order book. EBITDA increased from 39.54% from 16.9 crores in Q1 FY23 to 23.58 crores in Q1 FY24, and EBITDA margins increased by 99 BPS from 8.02% in Q1 FY23 to 9.01% in Q1 FY24, led by increasing scale of operations and efficient utilization of resources. Talking about our order book, we stand on a healthy order book of about 1,435 crores. We are very confident of good growth going forward. We have strong orders from domestic and international markets in the EPC segment, which we expect to complete within the time frames. Our EPC order pipeline stands at 1,243 crores. In the towers and poles segment, we have orders more than 88 crores from domestic and international markets. And in our heavy steel structure division, we are witnessing an healthy demand and have orders of more than 100 crores. Looking ahead, we expect more orders coming our way. In the power segment, increased demand for electricity in the country every year, growing at a rate of 7-8% per annum, will provide ample growth opportunities for us. In order to meet the growing demand, a huge investment in transmission and distribution network will be required. Moreover, government's ambitious plan to achieve a capacity of 500 gigawatt in non-fossil energy by 2030 is set to significantly boost the need for healthy power transmission infrastructure, opening new avenues and opportunities for growth and expansion in the energy industry. In the telecom sector, the rollout of 5G is going at a very good pace, and for effective execution of the same, the demand for telecom towers is set to more than double. Apart from 5G, there is a lot of expansion happening for the strengthening of 4G sector, so for the 4G part of the telecom. Also, we expect our modern product offerings in this segment, such as camouflage towers, smart city solution, and portable towers, will act as a game changer for the industry. In the railway sector, with a hefty budget towards the sector, government is planning to electrify the balance network by the year 2024, and us being a recognized and approved vendor of four, we are confident to flourish in the segment. Moreover, not only just EPCs in the segment, we also provide heavy steel structures and bridges, which is a better margin product. With almost 1.07 lakh crores dedicated towards CapEx for railways, we expect to tap this market as well as resulting in favorable results. Further, our new state-of-the-art galvanization plant is nearing completion, and the expansion will allow us to manufacture monopoles for power transmission line sector. These monopoles will be high in size, which will be almost 3 meters in diameter for high voltage transmission line. The segment faces less competition owing to our strong presence and will act as a value-added product, offering better margins and boosting our revenue visibility. The new plant also deploys a step-ahead processes and cutting-edge technologies, which will enhance overall efficiency and manufacturing process and enhance margins. Now I would like to open the floor for question and answer. Deepika, kindly please open the floor for the question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the first question from the line of Ajay Verma, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Ajay, your line is in the talk mode, sir. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir. I have three questions. Actually, I would like to know what is the sustainable margins of the company. Is there any scope of expansion? Because margins have decreased in quarter over quarter. This is my first question.
No, your question is, what is the sustainable margins for the for our industry, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And next line was?
Is there any scope of expansion? Because the margins have decreased from quarter over quarter.
See, our margins, sustainable margins, are in the range of about 9 to 10% on EBITDA level. Okay. We are into infrastructure sector and primarily supply, as I said, towers and other structures to various companies. And the margins typically remain in the range of about 10% plus minus, sometimes 9%, anything between 9 and 10%. Yes, there might be some fluctuations on quarter to quarter basis. But over the years, what we have seen is that we are range bound within 9 to 10% EBITDA level. When I say this, I'm also confident that going forward we might be able to improve our margins when our new galvanizing plants, is operational, wherein we'll be offering a product which is not being offered by everyone in the industry, and we will have an edge over others compared to other manufacturers. So going forward, the margins might improve slightly. But yes, 9 to 10% is something we sustain. We'll be able to sustain.
Okay, helpful. Okay, my second question is: as we all know, huge amount of capex is planned for the railway electrification. Yes, I just wanted to understand how much of our company going to get benefit from it.
So in railways, see when you say that there's a almost more than 1 lakh crore of expansion which is happening in the railways.
Yeah.
That includes various things. That's like building new lines, new railway stations, modernization of the infrastructure, modernization of the signal systems, and so many other things. What our company focuses on is the electrification sector for railways, wherein we have orders of almost 400 crores as on date for railways which are under execution. And maybe between 300 to 400 crores, which are under execution. And I'm not sure about the unexecuted product part. Maybe around. I can get those figures for you if for the next. And going forward, also we would be bidding for projects which suit us in terms of our. Operations, in terms of our geography, in terms of our margins.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to comment as to how much amount of orders we'll be able to tap on. It depends, tender to tender and job to job.
Yeah. Okay. My last question is from electrification, rural electrification. From Har Ghar Yojana, what is that electrification of rural area? What kind of opportunity we can expect, and can you please give us some idea or any kind of numbers or something?
So we have recently won orders in rural electrification for almost 750 crores, and this is for four districts which are nearby to our location. And we have already started executing that order. And going forward, also we might be bidding for some projects, and there are some projects in the pipeline which we are expecting to get for rural electrification. As, more than 25,000 crores is going to be spent on rural electrification alone. RDSS has been basically revamping of the distribution sector. So yes, we are happy to be part of that, and as I said, we have already order book of almost 750 crores in the sector.
Okay, helpful.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Okay, I will come in the queue.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants: anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1. We take the next question from the line of Kashish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I have one question. Could you please tell us what are the major growth drivers you are witnessing for EPC projects?
So EPC projects, as I said, we do EPC projects in basically three sectors, I would say. I mean, two in power transmission and distribution, right? And another one is railway electrification. So we are not, adamant on doing any one particular sector. It depends which particular project can offer us better margins. And which, in terms of operations and execution of the project is most suitable to us. bid for those projects and try to get those projects. It could be in power transmission sector, it could be, a distribution sector of power, or it could be railway electrification all. But, our major growth, as I think, would come from power transmission monopoles, wherein we are trying to bid for projects which have, lines running on transmission line monopoles, wherein we have an edge in terms of designing those monopoles and manufacturing those monopoles. So there could be, those would be major area of growth in terms of business as well as margins.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dinesh Narayan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I have two questions. One is, actually, if you can provide us with a visibility in terms of export orders. Have we got any export orders, or do we expect any export orders over the next few months? The second question is really around the visibility on the debt. How much debt, are we expecting to take, in this financial year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have, a healthy order book for exports. One is a project in Nepal, which is, it's a European bank aided project, which we had won a few months back. And it's a project of almost 143 crores, out of which almost 100 crores is a supply part, which would be exported from India. So that will be part of our operations. But that would happen over a period of 18 to 24 months, partly coming in this year and balance going over to the next year. And we have also bidded for some project in Africa, which we expect to receive orders very soon. Apart from this, we have some orders for telecom towers as well for Africa from our existing customers. And these orders at the moment are in the range of about 10 to 15 crores for telecom towers at the moment. And apart from this, we have project exports. And what was your next question?
So the other question was on the debt levels.
Debt levels. So we have a working capital limit of 250 crores and almost the same amount of limits for bank guarantees, which is a non-fund based limit. And going forward, we are planning to increase by 50 crores over this year. And as we are expecting a good growth in the financial year, so that would help us in achieving that growth.
Okay, one follow-up question, sir. Are there any plans for any further equity dilution? I mean, considering your overall expansion needs?
Not at the moment. But depending upon the situation or some opportunity coming our way, we might think of, doing that.
All right. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. We take the next follow-up question from the line of Ajay Verma, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, as you mentioned, that new plant will be commissioned in Q2 FY24, right? Then what is the incremental revenue generated from that new plant?
So we'll have, right now we have three galvanizing plants which are running in three units. And in one of the units, that's unit number three, we are putting up a new galvanizing plant, And probably when this plant starts, we will put the existing plant, in a standby mode and utilizing the capacity of the new plant. But as for the revenue is concerned, we would at least get an additional revenue of 50 crores from that plant alone, in addition to whatever our routine.
Yes, 50 crores. You said 50 crores, right?
Yeah. So this will add at least 50 crores of revenues within this year.
Okay.
Additional revenues. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I have one final question from my side. Sir, you mentioned largest steel galvanization plant in Asia, right? We expect our exports will be increasing percentage of revenue, and who are the peers in this segment? If you throw some light on this.
So you are asking who are the peers in this particular sector for which we are going to use the galvanizing plant? Okay.
Yes.
So we have Valmont of USA in Pune, and we have Skipper in Calcutta, and then it's us. So we have now the biggest capacity, surpassing Valmont and Skipper, and we'll be able to produce the largest possible monopoles in the industry, catering up to very high voltages, 400 kV and above. And this is a very state-of-the-art plant, being imported from Germany and Italy. And we expect this to be operational by, end of this quarter.
Okay. Sir, actually, just wanted to know the export opportunity from this plant.
So, yes, you are right. We already have export opportunities. I mean, just this would also help us in getting some extra orders in terms of products wherein we'll be able to offer these products to developed countries like USA and Canada for their power transmission sector. Yeah. It might take us some time to get approvals, but yes, ultimately we'll be able to offer a quality product to these countries.
Okay, thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shashank Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you. Since there are no more questions, I would like to conclude. I would like to thank all the participants for attending this virtual session. We believe that we have satisfactorily run through our company and business model, addressed every question and thereon put up on the floor by the participants. Please follow up with the investor relation teams, Vinayak Shirodkar, Naman Maheshwari, Captive IR, if you have any questions. And if these are not covered in the session, and I wish you all a great day ahead. Thank you once again. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Choice Equity Broking Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.